This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik, filling in for Mark Haney. The Affordable Care Act Health Insurance Marketplace open enrollment period for 2016 began November 1st and continues through January 31st of next year. Mark Haney recently spoke with U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Chicago Regional Director Kathleen Falk and Enroll Ohio State Director Hugh Trey Daly about some of the key things you should know when comparing and purchasing health insurance plans.
Kathleen and Trey, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Great to be here.
So tell me, Kathleen, what's the current state of enrollment? How many people do we have enrolled nationally?
It is going very, very well. You know, we can say right here and now that thanks to the Affordable Care Act, another 17.6 million people in the country have health insurance and health coverage that didn't before. It is just inspiring as well as historic. But we know we also have more people to reach, and that's why Trey and I are so grateful to be here and help get the word out.
Trey, what do the numbers look like in Ohio as far as enrollment?
Very good news also here in Ohio. During the last time to enroll in private coverage through the marketplace, about 230,000 Ohioans selected a plan through the health insurance marketplace. 8 out of 10 of them qualified for financial assistance to help pay for that plan. An additional almost 700,000 Ohioans have enrolled in the expanded Medicaid program. So we're getting close to 1 million Ohioans who now have health coverage because of the Affordable Care Act, most of whom did not have it before.
Kathleen, you were talking about there's still a lot of work to be done. Any idea how many people remain uninsured?
Well, we think there's about 10.5 million that are eligible for this marketplace in this that's now open for 3 months. And we do know a whole lot more about them now than maybe we even did a few years ago. For example, we know that nearly half of them are what we would call young, between 18 and 34 years old. So all you mom, dads, and grandmothers out there, you know, talk to your child or grandchild. You know, they think that they might not ever need health insurance because they're generally healthy. But, you know, they're one basketball accident away from a broken leg and a big, big bill. So we need to reach those wonderful young people. We know of these 10.5 million that are eligible here for this insurance that there are more men than women. We also know that 7 out of 10 of them are working. They're working hard, but they're not making a lot of money. So many of them are just above that federal poverty level. The good news, though, is that just as Trey said, you know, about 8 out of 10 are eligible for the tax credits or cost sharing. So there is financial aid here and help available to help pay those premiums. And that's why we hope people will go online and shop and see what works best for them.
So why do you think that more people aren't enrolling? Why are people hesitant to enroll? Do you have any ideas on that?
Yeah, I mean, surveys tell us that the main reason that the remaining uninsured identify for the reason that they're uninsured is affordability. They believe that they can't afford the coverage that's available. But the same surveys tell us that those folks say that they're also not aware of or they don't understand the financial assistance that's available, either the tax credits through the marketplace or free Medicaid through the state of Ohio. So our challenge is to make sure that they have accurate information about this financial assistance. And when they know that they can actually afford the coverage, we know that folks want to have health coverage. And so once they have the correct information, they're more inclined to complete the enrollment process. We also just recently got good news about what the premium pictures look like going into the open enrollment period. HHS recently indicated that in the state of Ohio, the benchmark premium actually is going down by a little bit less than 1%. So that's very good news for Ohioans who can expect to find quality, affordable choices available in the marketplace.
Kathleen, what do premiums look like on the national level? Do we have any idea
of that? On the national level, the premiums are going up about 7.5% nationwide, which is, of course, much lower than in those old days before the Affordable Care Act, when we so often saw double-digit increases. But just to emphasize what Trey said and how important it is, and that's why we really encourage people to shop. There are lots of plans online. The fiscal news here for Buckeyes is really good. And so people have a choice of do they want a little bit more coverage and pay a little bit more at their doctor's office when they go or vice versa. And they can pick a plan that works best for them. And there are lots of ways to shop. If you're a little older like me, and you might need some assistance of somebody's a computer savvy or smarter, we've got a lot of local assisters all across the state. You can call your local 211 number, or you can go on the Enroll Ohio website and actually make an appointment, and Trey can talk a little bit more about that. So you can actually talk to a real live human being who will give you free, unbiased, and confidential information so you can make the best choice for you. Or if you're computer savvy, go on the healthcare.gov website, shop. You'll see, be able to compare plans. You can even enroll on your cell phone if you would like. So we've tried to make something available for everyone so they can get the information they need to make this important decision.
Trey, can you expand on getting help and assistance with enrolling?
Sure. We know that among the remaining uninsured, about 25% of them have never had health insurance before in their life. So it can be kind of an overwhelming process to look at all the choices that are available and just understand kind of some of the basic insurance concepts. So it's really important that one-on-one personal assistance is available. So throughout the state of Ohio, here in southwestern Ohio, we have lots of enrollment assisters who are available. And we've developed a tool called the Get Covered Connector, which is available on the web at getcoveredamerica.org. You can go on there and type in your zip code, and it'll show you all of the assisters that are providing free, unbiased assistance close to you. You can just click on a couple of buttons and make an appointment online, and you'll get a confirmation email or text message very quickly. We're trying to have enrollment assisters no further away than about 3 miles from most uninsured people. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible for people to get the help that they need.
Ohio is using the federal exchange, healthcare.gov, as its enrollment method. The website got off to a rough start a few years back. Kathleen, how is it doing these days?
It's working really well. And again, I'll give the website. It's healthcare, all one word, .gov, G-O-V. And it's working not only really well, but we've got some extra new improvements this year.
What are those?
We keep trying to make it easier. We keep learning. So keep those comments and feedback coming to us so we can keep making the system work better. But for example, now when you go on the website and you plug in your information about yourself and what you're looking for, up on the screen will come a number of plans for you literally to just look at and compare apples to apples. You know, this plan with this company might have a little bit more in premium, but you get pay less in deductibles. And so you can literally shop in one screen with having multiple plans right in front of you for you to look at. And we're hoping that that out-of-pocket cost calculator is what we call it will help you make a good decision for yourself. Or if you've already been online and you enrolled the last year and we want you to come back again to shop. Because like Trey and I have both mentioned, the prices have changed. They're even lower statewide. And so come back, look at those plans. You might stick with the same one you have because you like it and the price is right. Or you might find one that's just as good and a little less expensive. So even if you're satisfied with your insurance now and plan to re-enroll, come back and shop.
Is there anything you have to do if you plan to just renew the policy that you have currently? Do you have to click on anything, or is it just a matter of I'm keeping the same thing so I don't do anything at this point?
Well, you have a choice. You can do nothing, and if you do nothing, you'll be automatically renewed into the same plan or a comparable plan from the same company. Or what we recommend is that you go back into healthcare.gov and look at the other options, all of the options that are available.
Because like Kathleen was saying, there may be a better deal now.
Exactly. And not necessarily just a better deal financially, but there may be a plan that allows you to go to the providers that you want to go to that maybe wasn't available last year. So both from a financial perspective and also otherwise meeting the needs of you and your family, there may be reasons to shop again.
Now, some of the state exchanges have run into some financial difficulties. Even Kentucky, Kathleen, which is considered to have one of the best exchanges in the nation, ran into some difficulties when one of its nonprofit insurers said it couldn't stay financially afloat. So what assurances do people have that this is a sustainable program, a sustainable system?
The Affordable Care Act relies on the private sector. You know, these are insurance companies that have been selling insurance for a long time, and it's their business, and they've decided that it was a good idea for them to get into this market, given that there were tens of millions of people who were hungry for affordable health care. That's another one of the important provisions of the Affordable Care Health Care Act. You know, we're talking now about this window of opportunity for people to enroll who have no health insurance or want to re-enroll for their health insurance. But it's also made a big difference for all the people who already had health insurance, because now the law requires that your health, your insurance company can't discriminate on prices. Women used to spend more and have to pay more than men. It no longer can put an annual or lifetime limit on your policy. And probably most important, a company now, these companies on the marketplace have to sell you insurance if they're on the marketplace, even if you had a pre-existing condition. And so many people in Ohio did. If they had cancer in the past or diabetes or even something more simple, they could just simply refuse to insure you. So this is good news in so many ways. And I want to make sure that we get the word out on what the toll-free line is, so that if anybody has any questions, all they have to do is pick up the phone and call the toll-free line and try to get an answer. Is that all right if I give that number, Mark?
Sure, and we'll have that listed on the WVXU.org website as well.
Great. The number is 1-800-318-2596.
So, Kathleen, people should just put their concerns aside and say, this is going to be here. This is going to work. Is that how you view it?
Yeah, we've seen the private sector has really entered this market well. They have seen that not only is there these tens of millions of people who needed to buy health insurance, but they've keep coming back to the marketplace and signing their plans up. So now that 17.5 million plus people around the country have coverage that didn't a few years ago, they like their coverage. As Trey said, they like their coverage.
Yeah, and there's around 8 insurers who are offering plans in southwestern Ohio. Over 90 different plans are being offered. So there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of the private insurers are sticking with the marketplace and continuing to offer coverage.
Trey, is that always evolving? Are you always having trying to bring in new insurers and offer people new choices? And
well, it's, you know, we're relying on the market to dictate a lot of that. So every year the plans have to be submitted to our State Department of Insurance and approved. And there are new elements that are being added to those plans to make them more appealing to those who are purchasing coverage through the marketplace. We're trying to harness the best aspects of competition to deliver the best products to those looking for coverage through the marketplace.
I'm talking with U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Chicago Regional Director Kathleen Falk and Enroll Ohio State Director Hugh Trey Daly about the Affordable Care Act. And we've mentioned several times that what is it, 8 of 10, I think you both mm-hmm. said, qualify for some form of subsidy to help them pay their premiums. How exactly does that work? How exactly do people qualify for that?
Sure. So the amount of subsidy that you qualify for depends upon what your household income is, the number of people in your household, the number of people who are seeking coverage. In Ohio, in the last open enrollment period, the average tax credit was over $200 per month. And so most people ended up with a premium reduced by about 60% from what it would have been without the financial assistance. So that's a deep, deep discount that's being made available to most folks who are purchasing coverage through the marketplace.
Now, there's also, I think it's called a shared responsibility payment that I think people may or may not be aware of. Can you explain what that is? That's I guess that's a penalty, a fee that if you don't have coverage, you have to pay this, correct?
Yes. And that's you know, the law now requires people to have health insurance, and that's why this marketplace exists, to make it affordable and possible for them to get this wonderful coverage. And the fee this year is substantially high if you do not get insurance for the year 2016. It's $695. About half of that per child, at a maximum of a little over $2,000 for a family. But we don't want anybody to be in that spot, not just because we don't want them to have to pay a fine, which we don't, but we want them to have health coverage, you know, so that if you get ill or your family gets ill, you don't have to worry about being one medical bill away from bankruptcy. And that, you know, perhaps, again, is worth reminding all of us that the bottom line for this important law was to get people better health care. And so we encourage people not only to sign up, but then to use your health care. Get that preventative checkup. Make sure you stay healthy and get the advice from doctors and nurses about what you can do to stay healthy so that you don't end up having a more significant health need.
So the fee is $695. Is it going to get higher, or is this as high as it gets?
Well, it's $695 or 2.5% of your income, okay. The higher of those two. So that, I think, plateaus at that level. And what we found from the first year is that people are paying the higher amount, not the base amount. The real thing is the worst penalty from not having health insurance is not having health insurance. Mm-hmm. And we sometimes forget the human impact of all of this. And I'm reminded of a family that I worked with a few years ago whose son was in his 20s, one of these young invincibles that we hear all about, did not have health insurance, had a dental infection, went to the hospital emergency room because he couldn't take the pain anymore. They prescribed pain medication and an antibiotic. He couldn't afford it, didn't have health insurance. Mm-hmm. That infection ended up spreading to his brain, and he died. So there are people in our neighborhood, this was in Amelia, who have died from not having health insurance. And then I'm reminded of somebody that we worked with in the last 2 years who qualified for the expanded Medicaid program and was able to get surgery to relieve seizures that had been threatening his life. And he's now healthier, able to work. And this is having a profound impact on the real lives of Americans and Ohioans.
Trey, this is what, your third year that you've been doing this with Enroll Ohio?
That's right.
Okay. Has it turned out to be a little bit more difficult of a job than you thought it would be initially?
Well, there's lots of barriers to overcome. It's a very fulfilling job, but it's a challenging job.
Well, it has to make you feel good. Like when you're saying, if you can prevent something like what happened to that young person in Amelia, then that has to make you feel like it's all worth it.
Absolutely. It's
completely inspiring. When you think of what it was like in the country just a few years ago, where people went through bankruptcies, let alone suffering and dying without health insurance, to a day now where it is affordable and accessible. It's not easy. It's been complex. There have been struggles along the way, but anything big does have that. And the fact that we now have so many people that are able to rest at night knowing they have health coverage is just really inspiring.
So what are the key dates to keep in mind for this next enrollment period? There are several, aren't there, Trey?
Sure. So the open enrollment period just opened on November 1st. The first really important deadline is December 15th. So in order to have coverage in place for all of 2016, you have to enroll in a plan by December 15th. But you will continue to have the open enrollment period last until January 31st. So you can still select a plan even after that first deadline. The last deadline is January 31st, and we've learned that deadlines matter. I procrastinate, everybody procrastinates and puts things off to the deadline.
You probably do your business on the last day.
Of course.
It all comes in on January 31st, yeah. But what if you miss that final deadline? Are there any exceptions or any way that you can get a second chance to sign up later?
There are. They're called life qualifying exceptions. So if you get married or divorced and, you lose your coverage that way, or you lose a job that had private health insurance, or you have a baby. So there are about a dozen or so life qualifying events that allow you to sign up mid-year.
And during the course of the year, can you still contact somebody to assist you if you have to do that, Trey?
Absolutely. We'll still be around and are. Also, the enrollment assisters who provide free, unbiased enrollment assistance are around all year long. Also, in Ohio, we're lucky enough to be able to enroll in expanded Medicaid. There's no open enrollment period for that. You can do that anytime in the year. So there's coverage available throughout the year, and there are people to help you obtain that coverage throughout the year.
How has the expanded Medicaid been working in Ohio? Is that a lot of people enrolling through that?
Really well. Enrollment has exceeded expectations. As I said before, we're up to around 700,000 people who have enrolled. It has not had a detrimental impact on the cost of the Medicaid program in general. It's fully funded by the federal government at this time for the first few years. And even better than that, we're seeing that the folks who have this coverage are actually using it in the ways that we want them to. About 7 out of 10 of the newly enrolled have used their coverage for a primary care visit or a preventive care visit. So, we want to be directing people away from using expensive and often inappropriate emergency room care to having a medical home, having a primary care doctor. And the initial evidence suggests that those hundreds of thousands of folks who have enrolled in expanded Medicaid are doing just that.
How important, Kathleen, we've talked several times about young people and getting them to enroll in this. How important to making this all work is it to get young people enrolled in this program?
Well, we want to get everybody who's uninsured to have this opportunity to get enrolled. It just happens to be that young people are the largest group that remain uninsured, almost half of the remaining uninsured. So we want to reach them for all the right reasons. They, you know, I'm the mom of a 35-year-old, and many years I just prayed that he would get by health insurance, afraid that he would be, you know, one basketball injury, let alone a car accident or cancer or something more serious. And that's why we got to help get the word out, and why we appreciate being on the show.
Final word here, Trey. What advice do you have for people as far as doing this?
Well, there are good options available, and to learn more about them, go to getcoveredamerica.org, and you can get find out how much they'll cost, how much the premiums will be, and your financial assistance will be, and you can get connected to free, unbiased assisters who can walk you through the process.
And Kathleen, do you have a final word of advice for people?
1-800-318-2596 with any questions you have, because you probably will. Buying insurance is a complex process, and we want to make sure people have the best information possible.
Well, thank you both for being here this afternoon.
Thank you.
Mark Haney speaking with U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Chicago Regional Director Kathleen Falk and Enroll Ohio State Director Hugh Trey Daly about purchasing health insurance during the current open enrollment period. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Archives of our program are available at WVXU.org. Today's program was produced by Pete Reitmeier. Our assistant producer is Belinda Kai. The technical director, Kevin Rawinski. Stay tuned for Here and Now, next on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik.
While the average age of today's farmers is 59 years old, and farmers over 35 outnumber younger farmers by nearly 3-1, many people in their 20s are turning to farming as a career. On the next Cincinnati Edition, we'll look at what it takes to keep a multi-generational farm running and learn about the new crop of younger farmers. And we'll talk with students from Kenya who are visiting Cincinnati. That's Cincinnati Edition, Friday afternoon at 1 on 91.7 WVXU.